The partnering states want to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases coming from car tailpipes. Ian Bowles is Secretary of Energy with the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. He says the states would prefer that the federal government take the lead on this issue, but they're doing what they can as soon as possible to limit carbon emissions from cars and trucks.
If everyone waits and sits on their hands until there's a global agreement, it's going to take a long time to get anything done.
Bowles expects the 11-state agreement to spur investment in new types of ethanol and biofuels, and he says that'll mean new jobs in science, engineering, and at fuel refineries.
We'll be creating a much bigger market for biofuels. Jobs will get created and greenhouse gases will be cut.
The states expect to have a legally binding agreement on the low-carbon fuel standard by the end of the year. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.